Welcome to another Outside the Box, where what we say and how we say it is really, really, really important. Today's topic is The Power of Words 3. You get to choose. In two previous Outside the Box features, I talked about the need to use bias-free and inclusive words. But there's another aspect of our language and the power of words. I think everyone should be called what they want to be called. For example, I have a friend, Stephen, who I know prefers his birth name, although he used to call himself and be called Steve, and still is by many people. When I asked him which he preferred, he said, "Just don't call me late for dinner." He says both are okay, but I try to use only Stephen, since that seems to be his preference and what he now uses for himself. This is common. Some people prefer their birth names like Lawrence. Some would rather use a nickname like Larry. Is there any reason to call a person Lawrence if they prefer Larry? These days, I can tell someone that, and they will honor it. But it's not as simple with groups or categories of people. Why is this such a big deal? Historically, many European Americans used derogatory words to describe darker-skinned people or non-Christians. This is changing, but some people are still confused, and others don't care or think they can call someone else whatever they like. Just as the winners write the history, it's those with power who decide what name to give to those without much power. So let's turn that idea on its head. Instead of deciding what I want to call you, you tell me what you want to be called, and I'll honor that. This call people what they want to be called idea can get a little tricky. For example, some people opposed to abortion call themselves pro-life, even though I would call them pro-birth. So I describe them as people who call themselves pro-life, or so-called pro-lifers. Or we talk about the victims of HIV, AIDS, domestic violence, or mental illness. Many people who experience one of those don't want to be called victims and don't think of themselves that way. Rather than victimize people, I talk about people who have HIV, AIDS, who have survived domestic violence, or who have been diagnosed mentally ill or experienced the mental health system. I think that's how they view themselves, and I've heard some people say that also. It's more wordy, but less of a label. There's one exception to this rule, in my opinion. I won't add a job title like pastor or academic degree such as doctor for those with a PhD to anyone's name, even if they refer to themselves that way. I don't call someone Reverend so-and-so, or Professor such-and-such, or Doctor what's-their-name. I only use their first and last names, like Barack Obama, not President Barack Obama or President Obama. I can also say Barack Obama, U.S. President. Other terms I don't use with a person's name are General, Governor, Sergeant, Father, Honorable, Judge, Representative or Senator, President, Sister, or any other word preceding the person's name that describes someone's job, position, or degree. Why? Because if we do that for a few people, we should do it for everybody. I don't want to be called Organizer Danziger. Plus, there's more to all of us than that just the job we do anyway. Do you call everyone you know by the name they want to be called? If not, what can you do to fix that? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping that if you're not sure what someone wants to be called, you'll ask them.